Welcome in. Today we're building a classic drum and bass bassline bounce at 170 BPM in Ableton Live, and we're doing it with clean routing from the start, so your low end stays punchy, controlled, and easy to mix. Here's the big idea. Bounce isn't just the bass notes. Bounce is the relationship between the bass, the kick, and the snare, plus the way we manage dynamics so the bass moves out of the way and then returns at the right moment. If the timing is right and the routing is clean, even a simple two-note bass line can feel like a real roller. Alright, let's set up. First, set your tempo to 170 BPM. Set global quantization to 1 bar, turn on the metronome, and loop 2 bars. Quick tip, select 2 bars in the timeline and hit Ctrl or Command L to snap the loop brace perfectly. Now we need a drum anchor, because judging bass bounce without drums is basically guessing. Create a MIDI track called Drums and load a stock drum rack. Keep this minimal. Put your snare or clap on beats 2 and 4 in each bar. Put a kick on bar 1 beat 1. And for now you can keep it simple with just that, or add a second kick if you want a little more forward motion. Then add closed hats on 8th notes or 16ths, and give them a little velocity variation so it doesn't feel like a typewriter. As you listen, focus on the gaps around the snare. In drum and bass, the snare is the landmark. The bass has to respect it. A huge part of bounce is leaving space before that snare so it feels like it hits harder. Now we do the most beginner-friendly pro move, routing first. This prevents the classic problem, where you're 10 plugins deep and you have no idea why the bass is distorting or why the sidechain is acting weird. Create two MIDI tracks and name them Bass Sub and Bass Mid. Select both and group them, then name the group Bus Bass or Bass Bus. Color them if you like. The point is, you always know where your low end lies. Next, create a sidechain trigger track. Make an audio track named SE Ghost or SE Trig. Drop a short clean kick sample on it. Program it to hit wherever you want the bass to duck. To keep it simple, put it on every kick hit for now. Important detail, open the I/O section if you can't see it, and set the output of SE Trig to sends only. That means it will trigger the sidechain but you won't hear it. This one move keeps your session clean and avoids that why is there an extra click in my mix moment later. Cool, now we build the sub. On the sub track, load operator. Set oscillator to a sine wave. Keep it mono. One voice. Turn the level down. Aim conservative, because sub eats headroom fast. A really useful target while you loop these two bars is, your master should peak around minus 6 dB. If you can't get your track loud later, it's usually because the sub was too hot at the beginning, so be disciplined here. Now add a sub safety chain. Put EQ8 on the sub track and low pass it somewhere around 180 Hz with a steeper slope, like 24 dB per octave. We're not trying to make the sub sound exciting. We're trying to make it clean and predictable. Then add utility. Set bass mono on, or set width to 0%. The sub should be centered, always. That's one of the most reliable ways to get your track to translate outside your studio. Now the mid-bass layer, where the personality lives. On the mid-track, load wave-eatable. Start simple. A basic shades wave-eatable, leaning sawish if you want that roller edge. Add a little unison, like 2 to 4 voices, but keep the amount modest. We're not making a super saw anthem. Filter it with an LP24, and put the cutoff somewhere in the 200 to 800 Hz zone depending on how bright you want it. Add saturator next. Drive somewhere around 2 to 6 dB, and turn soft clip on. Then EQ8. High pass the mid around 90 to 120 Hz. This is a key rule. The sub owns roughly 20 to 90 Hz, and the mid owns 90 Hz and up. If you let the mid layer fight down low, your mix gets blurry, and the bounce turns into mush. If the mid sounds boxy, sweep around 250 to 400 Hz and try a gentle dip. And if you wanted to speak on small speakers later, you can add a tiny boost somewhere around 900 Hz to 2k Hz, like 1 or 2 dB. Tiny. We're sculpting, not repainting the wall. Now we write the bass line. Create a 2-bar MIDI clip on the subtrack. Set your grid to 16th notes. Pick a key. Let's say F minor. Start with F1 as your main sub note. Here's a simple roller rhythm to get bounce fast. Use mostly 8th note energy, but place hits in a slightly syncopated way and keep them short. Try putting notes at these positions as a starting groove. Bar 1 on 1.1, 1.1.3, 1.2.3, 1.3.3, and 1.4.3. Then bar 2, do something similar, but change the last hit to a variation note like G1 or AB1. Now the bounce trick that beginners usually miss. Note length. Shorten most notes, so they're more like a 16th to an 8th long. and leave a gap before the snare hits. You want the snare to feel like it has a pocket. If your bass note is still sustaining into beat 2 and beat 4, the snare will feel smaller, even if the snare sample is great. Once the sub rhythm feels good, copy that same MIDI clip to the mid track, so both layers share the same groove. Same rhythm, same bounce, different frequency rolls. Now let's do the clean sidechain. Put a stock compressor on the bass bus group, not on individual layers. Sidechaining the group means the sub and mid duck together, like one instrument. Turn on sidechain. Set audio from to SE trig. Choose pre-effects if possible, so the sidechain signal stays consistent even if you process the ghost track later. Set a starting ratio around 4 to 1. Attack around 3 to 10 milliseconds. That little bit of attack time lets the drum transient read before the bass ducks fully. Release around 80 to 140 milliseconds. Then lower the threshold until you're seeing about 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction on each hit. And listen for feel, not numbers. Release timing is everything. If the bass never seems to come back, your release is too long. If it swells back too late and misses the groove, shorten the release or ease off the threshold. If your kick suddenly feels smaller, increase the attack slightly so the ducking isn't instant. Now let's tighten the groove in a musical way. First, add slight velocity variation in the MIDI, especially on the mid track. Not dramatic, just enough to create phrasing. Second, for a quick, fatter but still clean trick, keep the sub perfectly on time, but make the mid slightly late. You can do this with track delay on the mid track, somewhere around plus 5 to plus 15 milliseconds. That tiny lag can make the mid feel wider and heavier, while the sub stays locked and focused. If you want a beginner-friendly sanity check for phase and overlap, here's one. Temporarily put utility on the mid track and hit phase invert for left and right. If your low end disappears or gets really weird when both layers play, that's a sign your mid still has too much low frequency content, or you have stereo modulation happening too low. The fix is usually simple. Raise the mid high pass a bit and keep any widening above around 200 HE. Now bus processing. Keep it minimal. After the sidechain compressor on the bass bus, you can add EQ8 for tiny cleanup. If it's muddy, a small dip around 200 to 350 HC can help. If it's harsh, a small dip around 1 to 3 KHZ. You can add a limiter as a safety net, sealing around minus 0.3 dB, but it should only catch peaks, like 1 or 2 dB at most. If it's working hard, something earlier is too loud. For the drums, optional. Put glue compressor on the drums group, with an attack around 10 milliseconds. Release on auto, ratio 2 to 1, and aim for just 1 to 2 dB of reduction. The goal is cohesion, not squashing. Now let's make it feel like a track with a simple arrangement. Take your 2-bar loop and extend it into a 16-bar drop. Bars 1 to 4, full drums and bass, keep it steady. Bars 5 to 8, add a tiny variation, like changing the last note at the end of bar 8. Bars 9 to 12, pull the hats out for one bar, then slam them back in. Bars 13 to 16, automate something on the mid layer, like slowly opening the wave eatable filter cutoff by 10 to 20%. That's enough to create lift without changing the whole sound. If you want a super clean energy ramp without new sounds, you can also add mid-only ghost notes. That means adding tiny, very short 16th note ticks to the mid clip only, leaving the sub unchanged. It increases perceived speed and movement without muddying the low end. And here's a signature Dzen B move, the bar 2 turnaround. In bar 2, replace the last one or two hits with a quick walk like F to G to AB. Keep those notes short, and if the sub starts sounding too melodic, make that little walk mid only. Before we wrap, let's cover the most common mistakes so you can avoid them immediately. Mistake 1. Sub and mid both playing full low end. Fix it with the mid high pass around 90 to 120, and the sub low pass around 180. Mistake 2. Sidechain the sub too hard. If you're ducking like 10 dB, it might sound exciting solo, but it often makes the drop feel weak. Aim for controlled movement, 2 to 5 dB. Mistake 3. Bass notes are too long. At 170, sustained notes smear fast. Short notes, intentional gaps, especially before snares. Mistake 4. Stereo sub. Always mono the sub. Mistake 5. Messy routing. Keep layers into the bass bus, drums into a drums group, and keep the sidechain trigger separate and silent using sends only. Now a quick practice challenge to lock this in. Make 3 versions of the same 2-bar bassline. Don't change the notes. Only change one thing per version. Version A, compressor release, fast versus medium. Version B, mid-amp envelope release in wave-eatable, short verses slightly longer, because sometimes envelope shaping creates bounce more musically than adding more compression. Version C. Saturation amount, light versus moderate. Then do a bounce check. Mute the drums for 5 seconds, then unmute. If the bass suddenly falls into place with the drums when they come back, you nailed the relationship. And if you want to level up your ear fast, drag a pro roller loop into your set on an audio track, warp it, turn it down, and a slash beat it. Focus on one question. How long does the bass stay loud after each kick? That's the pocket. Let's recap. At 170 BPM, bounce comes from rhythm, note length, and the bass interacting with kick and snare. Clean routing makes it controllable. Sub is mono and clean, low passed. Mid is high passed and provides character and translation on small speakers. Route both into a bass bus and sidechain that bus from a ghost kick set to sends only, so the ducking is unified and predictable. When you're ready, tell me your target vibe. Smooth roller, techie, jump up, Reese driven, or foghornish. And I'll give you a go-to two-bar variation plus a matching wave-eatable patch that fits that style and translates well.